are we going?
Into podcast.
You know, I really think you might.
Jane Adventures.
Everything seems so right, my baby girl, my Sarah.
Jane Adventures.
You are all I want to know, you hold my heart, so don't let go.
Of the share/listen/subscribe/download button, thanks.
Potter Who Cast.
I might be the great shitter.
You know, I really think you might.
I'm slowly turning around as different variations of the fart noise. We should do something that's like the great creator scene, but every time it cuts to another shot, the vine boom sound effect plays. Do that. I really want to do that. You don't really think I might do that. Oh man.
It's cold. Wrap up. Series 3 of the Sarah Jane Guest Ventures. Not very
Sarah
good.
Sarah Jane Smith.
Sarah Jane Smith, not very good. I think we can both agree that was terrible.
Not great, Bob.
Not
what happened,
Bob?
Guys? Guys, let's all sit, everybody sit down.
Yeah.
Let's have a conversation. What happened? You guys were doing so well. You were having fun. You were shaking your booty. You were doing the thing you had to do, and then I don't know, man. Like it just stopped.
It just stopped. Yeah. I do wonder if the like specials and Children of Earth happening this year kind of took a toll on production of this in terms of like, you know, Russell being present and
yeah, maybe this is what I'm talking about. Maybe it's like. Maybe there's a reason why you shouldn't have like 15 spinoffs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, because it feels like they were like, okay, we got to pay attention to one spinoff, and then we get Children of Earth. Great, good job, everybody. And then they were like, all right, oh, we forgot about this spinoff. It's still here. What do we do?
Mona Lisa, quick, look up paintings. say the exact way as Logan the Strat King.
Mona Lisa the Strat King.
But yeah,
there's a scene in the new Marvel movie where it's Kang going, I really think I'm gonna take over all of the multiverses. You know, I really think you might. And it's just Blue Tom Baker. Has it really been 10 years since that?
It's going to be 10 years and...
Jesus Christ.
So what, 11 days? No. That's crazy.
That's so
days.
Insane, right? To think about that? Jesus. Yeah. I don't want to think about that. 10 years since... You know, really think you might.
That is worrying. So
what were you when the doctor said, you know, really think you might?
I was on my couch. I was on my couch.
I was in a movie theater.
Oh. Well, I really think you might.
Not a bit. I really think I was. Why aren't they that? Okay, I get why they're not doing it. It's because there's three of them. But, like, for really? You're telling me that there's no money to be made by just putting these on, like, the theater for even just a day?
There's some cinema, I think, in Wales that's doing it. They're putting on the three of them. I don't know if it's like the day of the giggle they're doing, or if it's like afterwards, but they're doing the three of them together, I think. I don't know. It'd be like, you could just do like, you know, the day the giggle happens, you know, morning you do Starbeast and you do Wild Blue Yonder and you do the giggle. I don't know.
What if Wild Blue Yonder does a scene where you even know what I'm about to say, right? Where the doctor goes, this truly is a Wild Blue Wonder Yonder. Mm-hmm. You know, I really think it is. But instead of Tom Baker, it's Matt Smith. So
mm-hmm.
It would be funny if they just did that scene, but now Matt Smith is the one visiting. You know, I really think you might. We found out about this website called TARDIS.guide. And the thing that's really great about this website is that it really puts into context just how insane the Doctor Who Expanded Universe is. Like, I'm looking at the cover of this book that is just like a weird, trippy green background with a slightly translucent JPEG of PNG of John Pertwee on top of a British bus. And it's like, I want to read that. Weird book. All right, what were we doing again? Sorry, I got distracted.
Wrap up. Let me know what it's called. I'll look you up.
All right.
I know.
It actually is getting cold here in Los Angeles. So,
well, let's get going. Okay, so we'll go sixth to first. I imagine we'll have similar layouts. Do you want to go first? Will I go first?
You go first.
So number six. I'm still not sure what the revenge is for, but it's Mona Lisa's revenge. Just not very good, very baffling, very confusing, very boring, very strange, and just not really enjoyable, just kind of stupid. And again, I don't know what the revenge is for. You stupid. I really think you are. I don't know what the...
You know what I really think you are.
what was the revenge? Like, what was the revenge for? Was it because... They painted her, and then whatever, I don't know. Who knows? Revenge, who knows?
Go on.
Do you want to do your six? Or will I just... Yeah, you do your six.
Oh, yeah. Please cut me going, oh, yeah, like that, because I'm yawning. Yeah. My sixth one is Mona Lisa's Revenge. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Sora Jones, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
DC Oldman.
And Idris the TARDIS. Number five for me. Curse you, Sarah Jean Smith. It's the Eternity Smith. It's just not very good. It's kind of like running through the motions. It's, you know, it's got the Donald Sumter of it all, but like it's got the Toby of it all as well, and that kind of, you know, cancels out a lot of the Donald Sumter of it all. It's just not very interesting, and it's, you know, it's just kind of it's kind of nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Bad.
Hmm. What's your number five?
My number five is The Eternity Trap. Oh my god, we are just doing the same list. The Eternity Trap. My number five is The Eternity Trap. Yeah, Sarah Jane Smith. The most boring ghost story ever. Every ghost cliche in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Just bad. This is what's bad, guys. This is bad.
You really fucked this one up, you know?
You know, I really think you have.
Okay, number four. It's not Sam Raimi and it's not Joel Edgerton, but it is The Gift. I've already forgotten The Gift, so you know, it's.
You're not gonna believe this. Mm-hmm. My number four is also The Gift. I'm not doing it. This is not a bit. Mm-hmm. I originally was just gonna have it be like, I was gonna do like one really bad one, and then I'm just gonna put all the other ones in the same category, and then one really good one. Mm-hmm. So let's just keep going. We are mm-hmm. matching. We're 1-for-1.
Now this is where I think we might differentiate. This is my two and three are interchangeable. But my number three is the Mad Woman in the Attic.
You're fucking okay. Then my number three is also the Mad Woman in the Attic.
Ship has changed reality again. All I remember about that one is Ship.
Oh my god! I really think this might be the first time our lists match exactly.
I really think it might.
I don't really think it is.
Number two is The Wedding of Sarah Jane Smith.
Weave.
Finally, we have Split. My number two is Prisoner of the Judo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I like Wedding as Sarah Jane Smith a little bit more.
I like Tenant. I don't know. It's good. Prisoner of the Judoon is my number one. Shout out to Liz Slayton doing Goblin.
Insanity?
Yeah. I really think she might. I just like that one. And the Judoon comedy makes me laugh whenever I think of it. Him driving the car, him getting locked into the...
You know what? Yeah, I just remember the scene of him in the car. I think I'm going to switch. Wedding Sarah Jane Smith 2. Number one, Prisoner of the Judoon.
Mm-hmm. He's in his car. Beep, beep. I'm in my mom's car. Beep, beep. Get out my car. No. But yeah, that's okay. That's 1-6. So we have Dreamland next. And then End of Time. And then that's us for this year. We're not going to do a wrap up for the specials. That's just kind of, I don't know if we really need to. We'll talk about next year when we get to End of Time, I think. Probably easier. This was 9 minutes longer than 1 minute, so I have to go back in time. And
no, I'm sorry. I failed. I failed you.
I really think you might have.
I really think I have.
I don't know why we keep doing that.
I think it's a really funny. it's just a funny scene in context. Like, let's think about it for a moment. Like, we were all watching it, and it's a scene where Matt Smith is like doing one of his Matt Smith speeches, where it's like, you know, one day I'm gonna like poop my pants, and then fucking Tom Baker shows up and says, "I really think you might," and then. It's like, oh my god, it's Tom Baker. It's like, okay, guys.
But not Jacob Dudman and John Kosha. Never Jacob Dudman and John Kosha. Yeah, I don't know.
Why do you even know these names? I mean, I know who that is, but why do you bother?
Because my mind is broken. I remember like
Your mind is broken?
Mine is broken. I was about to name an obscure third Doctor character that I know off by heart. But I think I'll spare myself the dignity of referencing Pigpen Josh.
You don't really think you have.
I wouldn't think I might. But yeah, the next spin-off we have is, of course, K-9. K-9.
Oh my god. There's still a chance for us not to do it.
No,
we can still not do it.
We have to.
Oh,
we have to get the resolution to that cliffhanger that barely exists.
There was a cliffhanger. I completely forgot.
Remember, Jesus. The turtle like vomits on him and then just disappears. And then they're like,
"Well, oh my god,
get more things happening to us." And then K-9's like, "Here's a whistle." The whole thing with the K-9 in this series as well. Like they bring him back, and all he does is like hang out and like. There's that one thing where he's a drawing and he comes to life. No, it's kind of silly. But yeah, it's K-9 and Series 5. Probably like sometime in like spring next year because we have to do all those in like January.
Series, oh my 5, God.
Series 5 will be the reward for doing K-9.
I generally cannot wait for Series 9. Series 5.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've seen it.
I know, and we have some good people lined up. There'll hopefully be some new names as well.
But we have some good people lined up?
Yeah, we have people lined up.
You know, I really think you have.
I really think we might.
I really think you might.
Oh, God. Once we get to that in like 2 years, we're going to be... Actually, might be
we're going to be doing jokes about this this year's anniversary special.
It might be actually sooner because... After K-9, when we have one series of Sarah Jane and one series of Torchwood, and then 3 more episodes of Sarah Jane, and then we have nothing until like series 10.
In terms of we're gonna be doing like Donna distract beep the meat jokes,
and Kate Stewart more like Kate oops when something happens. No, and Mel, It'll just be a scene. Mel.
Wait, I have this. What is this particular episode coming out?
This is coming out on, is it December 11th? Might be December.
Okay, so it's our first episode. No,
hang on, actually. And I'll check because I can't unlock my phone.
Well, whatever. What's important is this. I want to do just a little bit of a, I want to record a reactions to the episode to the specials. Mm-hmm. But of course we haven't seen the specials, but we are going to have a moment here. I'm just going to do a couple of lines. And then when you're editing this, just pick the one that matches what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, I just saw the specials and I loved, liked, wasn't different to, hated, disliked, loathed the performance of David Tennant, Catherine Tate, Neil Patrick Harris, Beep the Meep. My favorite part was when a previous doctor appeared, a previous companion appeared, Matt Smith appeared, Tom Baker appeared, Peter Capaldi appeared. This is not going to happen, but Christopher Eccleston appeared. It's just not going to happen. But my least favorite part was definitely when Beep the Meep died. I'll give no other ones for that one. That it will definitely be my saddest moment. All right, that's it.
Mm-hmm. My favorite part was when Tom Baker showed up and said, "I really think you might."
You meet the Meep.
You're nicked Meep. Yeah, I don't know. That's it. next time.
I've got a few things I'd like to ask you as it happens. The most obvious being, if you're not here to invade it, what on earth are you doing here?
You are not of this world. I hear two hearts beating.
Then note their rhythm. I'm not scared of you. And whatever you're doing on Earth, I won't let you hurt its people.
We seek only an enemy of our kind.
Oh? And who's that then?
Doctor, look out!
What did you do that for?
It's called escaping, Doctor.
I was that close to discovering what's going on here.
Good.
Jimmy? Ooh. This isn't good.
Doc, tell me this isn't an egg.
The Viperox never bring an army with them. They land, go underground, and hatch one.
Hatch an army? Then who's laying?
Bye. 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 Wrap up. Bye.